Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes.
Worship His holy name, the name of our God, the Son of God, the Father, the Holy Spirit. We just worship Him. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. It is an honor to come before you. Always remember, you are the one and only. You are special in God's sight. Don't let the enemy run you down. You are a child of the Most High God, and I count it an honor to come before all of you across the world. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. If you're streaming online there, you can see our contact information. If you would like for us to come to your church, your ministry in the United States of America and Kenya, India, Pakistan, Canada, wherever you are in the world, be it God's will that we come and share that God never leaves us. He never leaves you. Once you make Him the God of your life, the living God, and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life, you have eternal life. He has become your eternal Father, and He wants to bless you abundantly. Let's open in prayer before we have our special guest come on. From Uganda, Brother Timothy Walton. What an honor to have the young people of Uganda sharing the Word of God the past couple of weeks. It is an honor to know these precious lives, the body of Christ. Father God, we just thank you today. We give you honor. We reverence you, Almighty God, the creator of all things. You created all things for yourself, of you, for you, by you, to give to us abundantly, your children. Lord, bless those that are listening. Lift them up, that we are not dismayed, discouraged, and down, but we joy in you. Lord, heal them. Heal their bodies. Heal their minds. In Jesus' name, amen. I had a beautiful scripture that I was reading real quick this morning. It is Psalms 95, verse 1. The whole chapter is very good. Oh, come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise today. Well, without further ado, Brother Timothy, please take it over and share what God has on your heart for us today.
I'm so honored and I'm so blessed. Praise God. Praise Him, Church of God, wherever we are, wherever you are around the world. I greet you all, men and women of God, children of the Most High. I'm so honored and I'm so blessed to be here standing and to share with you the gospel of truth. I'm so blessed to listen unto my voice once again. And I bless the Lord for my great sister in Christ, Apostle Robin, who visited us in Uganda and blessed us. And from that time, we became friends. I'm so, so greatly honored. And I bless the Lord for his life and his family at large. And I bless the Lord for the radio, whoever supports this message, may God bless you abundantly. May God enlarge your territories. And I want to share with you once again this message of truth as the Bible to remind you that Jesus is coming back. He is coming back very soon. Things have been seen. Things we see what is happening right now. And we have to know that Jesus is very soon coming back. And before he come back, he wants to find us when we are prepared, when we are ready to go with him. Jesus did not want heaven without him in the first place. So he chose to come to us, to save us, to redeem us, to set us free. He took a lot of sacrifice because of love. Love requires sacrifice. So he sacrificed himself that we may make heaven. So my dear people who are listening and who have tuned in to this radio, make sure you make heaven. By all force, make heaven. By all means, make heaven. Because heaven is for real. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, that the kingdom of heaven is not a matter of eating and drinking. It's just all about the spirit. It's all about joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. My dear sister and brother around the world, we have to set our eyes on a godly kingdom. Because when Jesus came to us, he brought the kingdom of God. And he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, first seek the kingdom of God, and others will be added on you. Do not set your eyes on things which are perishable. Do not set your eyes on things which are temporary, but set your eyes on him who is permanent. Jesus is the one who is permanent. And the kingdom of God is permanent. According to the Bible, the kingdom of God came to redeem us, to give us a second chance so that we make heaven. By all means, we have not made heaven. It was not by God's grace to give his only begotten son to the extent of sacrificing his only son for our own good so that we make heaven. So, wherever you are, fight with all your effort and make sure that you make heaven. Do not set your eyes on things which are temporary, because these things, they are today alone, but tomorrow they are not going to be there. They can be taken away by wind. They can be taken away by your siblings, by your people. But the gift that Jesus brought to us, the gift of salvation, the gift of the kingdom of God, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not just eating and drinking. With things we eat and tomorrow we desire to eat more and more and more. We never get satisfied. We never get filled up with food. Every time we eat, we desire more and more. Meaning that the things we set on, they will never satisfy us. They will never take away our fast in our lives. But when we set our eyes on him, who is permanent, our life will be saved and redeemed. Dear children of the Most High God, the Bible says, as you know, for example, I'm in Uganda. If you want to wage a war in Uganda and you are in America, you want to fight against Uganda, I'm just illustrating. I'm just giving you an example. And if you want to fight against Uganda, you have to find the best way you make a friendship with the countries around Uganda, for example, Kenya. And you make sure that you collaborate with Kenya in a good way so that you may find the best way access Uganda, to spy Uganda, to fight against Uganda, to know the weakness of Uganda. So you have to lay a foundation or a base, to build up a base in Kenya. Where are you going to put your machines, your tools you're going to use in the battle against Uganda? So in the same way, if we want to God to help us, if you want Jesus to dwell in us in every time, in at any point we want him, we have to first build up the base of the kingdom of God as the pulpit, as the base in our life. So don't allow the devil to torment you. First, the kingdom of God. Make sure you strengthen the kingdom of God within your life. Strengthen, because the Bible says the kingdom of God is joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So let those foundations within your life, let that be your best. Focus, set your eyes on joy. Set your focus on peace of God and the righteousness of Jesus. May you set your eyes on those three pillars. And those three pillars, because those three pillars are the base where the kingdom of God dwells with the Holy Spirit. And the moment you have the kingdom of God within you, that shows that whenever you want Jesus, Jesus has a place to sit in your heart. Jesus has a place. Every time you call upon him, he will come to you. He will reach unto you very clearly, because he has a place where he dwells. He has a place where he sits, and he will fight with those who fight against you. Once you have peace, once you have joy, once you have the righteousness and the peace and the Spirit of the living God, that is the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, when you have those, you will overcome the devil. So don't give yourself to worry and fear and sorrow, because those are the number one enemies of the kingdom of God. So use the kingdom of God to break the kingdom of sorrow, to break the kingdom of fear, to break the kingdom of worry, because all those kingdoms are our number one enemy. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, God was declaring a kingdom that will come. And that kingdom will live forever and ever. And that kingdom will fight against other kingdoms. If this is my humble prayer today, to the people who are listening and tuned to this radio, may the kingdom of God, I pray, may God's kingdom richly strengthened in you. May God plant his kingdom in your life. May God plant his kingdom in your spirit and your soul. And may the kingdom of God break every chain, the chain of fear, the chain of sorrow, the chain of worry. May the kingdom of God that you receive, as you are listening unto this radio, as I release the anointing and the power of the kingdom of God to richly pour into your heart, to richly be planted in you, to richly be digested in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. May that kingdom torment fear. May that kingdom crush every walls of sickness, every walls of brokenness, every walls of failure, every walls of infirmity and diseases. May the kingdom of God be established in your life abundantly. And once it is established, you're going to live a life of greatness. Father, establish your kingdom, your daughter. Establish your kingdom, your sons and daughter, all over the world, Father. May everyone who is sick, Lord, let your kingdom, the power of the kingdom, because it's written in 1 Corinthians, kingdom of God is not a matter of word, it's a demonstration of power. May the power of the kingdom break every sickness, break every illness, break every disease, break every demon, every powers of darkness, every internal forces of evil. My God, by your mighty power, may you break them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Brother Timothy. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing across this mighty world. Your message rang out because it is the word of God, and we thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Walk in that righteousness. Walk in that peace. Walk in his joy. Let the fruit of the Spirit come forth of your life today. Well, we've run out of time. Thank you again for joining us, Brother Timothy, across the world, all of the countries. Let us hear from you. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend, and we will speak to you on Monday, having a special guest from Pakistan. Anyway, joy to you and peace and righteousness.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes.